Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Chief Operations Officer for Grady County School System, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that features our amazing students, teachers, and administrators sharing how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. We're on our podcast, Our Best Every Day, and we have a very special couple of guests with us today. We're going to start with our feature with Ms. Mitchell, who is a teacher at Washington Middle School, but also is in charge of a great group called Helping Hands. And Ms. Mitchell, first of all, welcome to the podcast, and thank you for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about Helping Hands.
Well, Helping Hands is a club. It's not only at Washington, but it's also at Cairo High School. But we work with the general ed and the special education department, bringing peers together, building positive relationships. But we also want the general ed students to know that not only can they be beneficial to the students in the special education department, but the students in the special education department can benefit them as well.
Tell us some of the things that Helping Hands is involved in.
We try and do community-based activities. We go out. Last year we did Boo on Broad Street. Just doing different things to get the students out, active and involved. We have a big Thanksgiving dinner that Ms. Bentley hosts over at the high school, where we go out and bring everybody together, the community members, like the fire department, and parents, and we all just have a great time together.
Okay. We also have with us a special guest that helps out with Helping Hands. And tell us who you are.
Yakari Walker.
Yakari Walker. And what grade are you in?
Eighth.
Eighth grade here at Washington. And tell us about your involvement with Helping Hands.
So my involvement in Helping Hands, we come together and help these students. We not only help them, but they help us too. Like people think that they're different because like they have a special ability, right? But really, like we're not all the same, but we are though, because like they help us and we help them, and they're really sweet children. Like they're really sweet children, and we just help them, and they help us too. And you know, they're really great kids. And
tell me what your favorite thing is with Helping Hands.
Like the Thanksgiving thing that she mentioned, we go there and then we just find a kid that we be around. Like we be around different kids. Like I be around different ones, so I go talk to different ones, play games with them, and you know, help them get their stuff together. And they are really sweet. They be really sweet.
Well, tell me, what made you want to be involved in this?
Because my mom, she's a nurse and she works with special needs children, and things like the Mickey button and all the special needs. And also she does foster care. So we get different students to come in our home. I mean, not students, but different kids to come in our home, and we help them and treat them right.
So that kind of gave you the motivation to be involved. In your future, I know next year you'll be at Cairo High School, and before long you'll graduate. Have you thought about what you'd like to do after graduation? Will it be involving special needs children, or what direction would you like to go in?
I would like my mom. I'd do the same thing like her.
Well, that is great. And I heard you were just named Student of the Week, too.
Yes, sir.
So how's your year going?
It's going good. It's going good.
What's your favorite part about Washington Middle School overall?
Helping Hands.
Helping Hands. That is so sweet. Ms. Mitchell, you have other students that are involved as well that come in from the general ed population to help out. And I know that's got to be a blessing, not only for the kids, but for you as well, to see them want to be a part.
Yes. This year for the membership application, we added something on to where the students had to write an essay. And the essay asks the students, what is the Helping Hands Club all about? How can you benefit from the club? And how can you assist the students within the club? And I had some really lovely essays turned in with the students that were applying, just saying how they can help the students, how they could benefit by learning things from my students. And from just that, I just know that we're going to have an awesome year. And they've already started interacting with my classroom within the hallways. I see them stopping to the side, greeting my students as we pass by, making sure that their peers also in their general ed classrooms are nice and respectful to the students in my classroom as well. So that has just made me really smile.
The one thing that Ms. Mitchell here pointed out is not only do they get an opportunity to help the kids, but the kids help them.
Right.
I know you have the Thanksgiving program. What are some other programs throughout the year or things that the kids get involved in that they seem to really like?
Well, they like to do the Boo on Broad Street, so we've signed up for that. And then they also like to do the Christmas parade. And with both of those activities, we purchase candy and we hand out to the other kids in the community.
About how many students do you have involved in the program?
This year we have 15 students. We normally have about 30 students to sign up, but I think the essay cut some of them out. But I really wanted the students to know the purpose of the club and really want to be in it, because it's not a club where you just get to go and hang out to the side, put on your headphones on a field trip. We really want the students to build positive relationships with each other. So we implemented a new rule where no headphones, no cell phones can go on the field trips. I'll have a cell phone just in case we have an emergency. But we really want the students to have one-on-one engagement with their peers and just enjoy one another.
Now, you mentioned that Helping Hands is also at Cairo High School. I guess you probably track the kids as they go from here to Cairo High. Do y'all ever do joint things together?
We do. We do the Thanksgiving every year. We also have a big Easter event that Ms. Bentley hosts every year. And last year, she implemented a great program where they went out and had like a field day where they ran around and did a bouncy house and had different vendors to sign up for the to come out and assist with our kids. So yes, we have interaction with the high school, the elementary schools, and it's just an awesome program where they can actually follow through. I've also told my students to also join the club when they go to the high school. And then once they get ready to finish, they can either go to Ms. Bentley or myself and ask for a reference letter if they're applying for a job or if they're going into the military. So it's a good thing to be able to put on your application.
Great. And when you go to the high school, are you going to continue to work with Helping Hands on the high school level?
Yes, sir.
You looking forward to that?
Yes, sir.
All right. What all are you involved in school besides Helping Hands?
Track.
Track. Okay. What do you run?
400.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
4x4.
All right. So you'll be looking forward to doing that on the high school level too, right? Making good grades?
Yes, sir.
All right.
All A's.
All A's. Well, that is great. Listen, it has been a pleasure to talk to both of you and learn more about Helping Hands. And it's just, you know, our motto of our whole school system is our best every day. And it sounds like you guys are living right up to that with your best every day.
Thank you.
All righty. And thank you, Ms., for being with us as well. And so, again, thank everybody for tuning in. And this is our podcast, Our Best Every Day.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast, Our Best Every Day, from Grady County Schools. It's a good part.